You know, I'm back again, man. I had to come back and let you guys know, man. I appreciate y'all for listening, but I need you guys to do me a favor real quick. Before we get back to the podcast, I need you guys to go right ahead, and I need y'all to subscribe. I need y'all to share this. I need y'all to go crazy, man. Send this to somebody. I don't care if you send it to one person. Send a text message. Hey, check this out, man. Make sure you guys are following me on Radical Jack's Views, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, too, at Jack Just Tweet.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Radical Jack's Views. I'm your host of the most, Nemo Hose, a.k.a. Ringo Mandigo, a.k.a. Swaggy J, a.k.a. Do the Damn Thing. Radical Jack, talk shit or die trying, man. It's the new year. We got some things going on. Got some stuff I want to talk about, but I didn't want to do it by myself, so I got some of my nearest and dearest, closest friends, and, figured we could have some good discussions going on today. Got some decent topics to talk about. I'm going to go around the room here and let everybody introduce themselves. We can start off with Travis. We'll go to Jay, then Chris, and then Stover. You can finish it off with the introductions and go crazy.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Travis. Y'all can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all classic goals with a Z at the end. Just here to talk with my boy.
What's good with y'all, man? I go by the name of Deshaun J. Y'all can find me. Well, I have a link tree, so y'all can go to the linktr.ee/Deshaun J. Follow me.
Hello. My name is Chris.
Can you hear me? Great. Yeah, I can hear you.
That was weird. All right, hey, it's Marcus. I guess I'm here to get canceled or something. I don't know what X is doing, but don't follow me on anything. I'm antisocial.
Fancy, don't follow me. All right, let's see here.
This is gonna be fun.
All right, man. So 2023 has came. We are officially done with last year. We're in the new year. Does anybody do New Year's resolutions or anything like that? I actually used to be kind of a dick about it. I used to always tell people that New Year's resolutions were trash, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, now I'm, like, trying to turn a new leaf. So, you know what I mean? My New Year's resolution this year was actually to be more open-minded and try to stop cussing as much, you know? It's been a work in progress. Some things I just can't bend on, but I am here to at least try to be more open.
You know, I used to always try to do New Year's resolutions, like try to be nice to people during the year. But then I just realized, man, you can't. People suck, man. So no, I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore.
All right, Jay, you said you wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah, that was your actual New Year's resolution? It wasn't nothing else, like being positive or nothing like that?
I mean...
Oh, okay.
I feel like me being open-minded is me being more positive because I'm not being an asshole. You know, I'm trying to listen to people, gain their perspective, see what, you know, maybe you have a difference of opinion, and instead of me just brushing it off, I try to take it all in and, you know, try to...
Understood. Life. So are you more open to there be more than just two genders too?
No. Right. Never. Too. Never.
You said open minded, so
don't turn it up, Chris. Don't turn it up yet, Chris. Don't turn it up yet.
Open minded means that I'm open to conversation. That's all that means. It doesn't mean that I'm here to change. It doesn't mean that I'm gonna believe in any of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I mean we'll get to that topic, don't worry. But what about you, Chris? Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Have you decided to do anything?
For one thing, be more committed to the gym for sure, and only focus on what I can directly control. So anything outside of that is really not my business, and I won't allow certain things to stress me out as much as it has been last year. That's my thing, pretty much.
I like that.
That's some good resolutions. Me personally, bro, like, I don't know, I used to do New Year resolutions. Now it's just really more just at the end of the year I kind of reflect on just what I went through, what I accomplished, what I didn't accomplish. And, you know, I just look at the rooms for improvement, and I just, you know, make sure I focus on that throughout the year.
All right, Stover or Marcus?
Dude, still call me Stover, man. Nah, man, I don't got no resolution, man. I don't really believe in resolutions. The biggest goal that I have, I'm just trying to save 10 racks this year. That's like the main thing. So I made a plan for it. I did like a 5K savings plan a couple years ago that worked. So I'm trying to do a 10 this year. But that's the only thing, man. I don't believe in that resolution stuff. I think it's mostly nonsense, man.
All right. I mean, I feel that. So, yeah, Travis, go ahead. What you looking forward to in 2023, man?
Well, as you already know, since you're partnering with me, just looking to open up that business for the bar and get started on that, get this thing rolling. It's going to be jumping. Every day it's going to be jumping. Every day. Every day. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I take it, man. I accept that. You know what I'm saying? Every day is a good day. I like it.
You know, just making sure that, you know, things get the rolling for it. And that's pretty much it. Obviously, the gym. I told you I got a plan to be huge, swole, deep right here in these streets. So, you know, make sure I get on that. And knocking fools over when I have to, you know.
What are you looking for?
Honestly, bro, I'm just looking forward to just the opportunities coming this year, man. As you know, X, you know, it was kind of a up and down year for me. I didn't have the studio at the beginning of the year. I stacked up, got my own studio, dropped the album, got some good feedback from the album. So, you know, I'm just excited for this Phone Calls 4 coming. I got another EP coming maybe around spring break, probably a little bit before. I'm just excited for opportunities, to be honest.
I like it.
Sure for him. First thing, getting closer to God, for sure. Making him the head of my life officially, and for my career to take off once and for all, hopefully. It's in his plan, but that's really just mine, man. And pretty much making my marriage stronger than what it was last year. If I know, today is actually my 4-year anniversary. So,
congrats.
Being married. So, yeah, man. Keep on pushing. Keep on trucking along. So, yep, that's me, man. What is that noise?
That's clapping, man.
Oh.
Is there clapping?
It sounded like white noise.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, 4 years, man. 4 years.
That's
long lit. Years.
That's awesome, though. Congrats.
Yeah, man. X funny as hell.
No, I always forget, man. I always forget. Mm-hmm. His anniversary is in the 7th, but it's because I've known them for so long. So, like, it just, you know, they, to me, it's just been one long relationship.
If y'all know, X was the reason why me and Amber actually got back together back in 2014. So, yeah.
I try, man. I try to make love work. I believe in love. In the heart, actually, I'm actually a hopeless romantic. I just kind of a dickhead, so it doesn't really show.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Me too, man.
What about you, Marcus? What you looking forward to in 2023?
Marcus.
It sounds weird.
That, it's over.
Man, I'm just looking forward to growth, man. Professional growth, educational growth, financial growth, spiritual growth. That's pretty much it, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. So, I don't know if you guys know about this next topic, the whole soft man thing.
All right.
So I actually have a video, or a little TikTok that we can listen to get the definition, just in case you don't know. Or if the audience is listening, y'all don't know what soft man is or this new trend. Or maybe it's not even a new trend, but I just heard of it. But...
You're ready to ruffle a couple more. You definitely gonna talk about, you know what I'm saying, the soft or the gentle man era that a number of black men are starting to move into. One, being a soft black man doesn't mean that you soft. Like, I know what y'all gonna try to do, and it's not what this means. Being a soft or a gentle black man means that you recognize that everything does not have to be done aggressively or violently. Being a soft or a gentle black man also means that you place your self-care and your needs and what it is that's going on within your mental, emotional, and spiritual space first. You prioritize that. Being a soft original black man means that you do not allow other people, namely other black men, to tell you what to do with your masculinity. You're more gentle with yourself. You don't allow another black man to bully you into his performative masculinity. Being a soft or gentler black man means that you're learning how to pay attention to more detail and have more understanding, a deeper and more critical understanding of emotional intelligence, so that you don't just bull in the china shop every conversation that hurts your feelings. Do I have an issue with using the word soft? But once again, I grew up in the 90s on the west side of Chicago. It's going to be a little misogyny left in there. But I still prefer to use the term gentle because it has less of a psychological aversion within my mind, and it helps me, you know, internalize the idea more. So in my mind, soft and gentle are interchangeable. And a lot of us as black.
All right.
Thank you. I was about to say, can you cut that shit off?
Yeah, yeah. No, once he got away from the actual definition, I was like, okay, now you just using your own little stuff. But anyway, so the soft man or the gentle black man theory or whatever we want to call it. How did y'all feel about this, man?
So I think that if people have to put terms on certain things to be a certain way, then fine. But I think what he is saying is pretty much what real men grow up to be. Like we grow up to learn how to just be certain. What's my term? I would say
mature.
Right. To certain issues, or just be a certain way when things like actually happen. Right. So if we want, if people want to be soft, you know, fine. But it's just growing up, being a actual adult in today's time. So I mean, I don't see it being soft. You know what I mean? So.
That's what I think it is. I don't think there is a soft.
It's just growing up, you know, just knowing how to do certain things.
Are you going to be a normal person?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we have to.
Yeah, man. Like, you just you grow to be secure in who you are. And you're fucking mature. You're a man. You're actually a man. You're not worried about what other men think about you. So you're not trying to impersonate who you're not. You're not trying to act like you're tough just so nobody bothers you, because you know who you are and you're fine. It's just that simple, man. It's not being soft. It's being secure in yourself. It's a lot of grown-ass boys walking around, and that's why they get into shit, because they're too worried about what other men think about them every time they step outside their house, anytime they take a picture, anytime they say anything publicly. So it's not being soft, man. You just know who you are, bro. There's nothing about being soft about it.
Travis.
I was going to say add the term original to that, mature and original, because, you know, if you're not original, you're not doing – what you want to do or making up your own trends, you follow your trend following. That's still a form of immaturity, if you ask me. You're not thinking for yourself. So like, basically it's all the same thing, but mature and original is what I would say. Y'all know me. I'm gonna do what I want to do regardless. What people got going on. Like,
facts.
That's not the majority of people's thinking, and I think that's what he's trying to say and trying to address. I ain't got too much to say on that. He was yammering.
I just think it's another form of, you know, trying to stand out and create a new label. You know, everything that we do nowadays, I mean, obviously I'm just speaking in general, it's not necessarily us, but everything that we do, everybody's trying to get attention, everybody's trying to get these types of movements going, and it's just like, okay, why are you calling yourself, why is it a soft or gentle man? Like, why can't you just be, okay, like, this is what men are supposed to be doing. This is what men do. You know what I'm saying? We already know what dudes do when they're trying to be hard. So there's no reason to label when you're stepping away from that childish mentality or childish antics. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need to label that, oh, it's soft men. I'm cleaning the house. And I'm catering to my kids and my lady. That doesn't make you soft. You're just being a man. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's really all I see of him, if anything, on social media, bro. It's just men in the little short shorts walking around their house with dusters, They're looking at their plants. Then they sit by a window and they read. Then they read a book, and then they act like they're walking out their door to go about their day. It's like, fam, you're just being an adult, man. Like you're being this, like you're just showing that you don't do nothing criminal, and there's nothing wrong with that, bro. That's like the rest of the population. That's a good thing.
I wear shorts.
Nothing soft about that. You live a regular life and you just wear smaller shorts. That's all. And you like plants. Wear, good.
My shorts are wear shorts. You mean like when you're doing PT and stuff?
I got a couple, man, when it's hot, yeah, but I'm not going to take pictures and be walking around my house with a duster in them. Like, man.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I like Stover's
I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to say the problematic statement I've really been saying for the longest, but goodness, I'm tempted, bro. Like, I, oh, my God. It's just,
wait, what's statement?
A lot of men want to be bad bitches. Really just what it is, man. That's
what does that mean? Oh. What does that mean, Jay?
I, if you don't see the activity, man, of how men have to partake in every single trend that women do now, it's like, bro, like let the women have some things, dog. Like really. And yeah, this is just what they every video is just a man by the window with a book just sitting there with the sunlight on him.
What's the algorithm look like? Because I ain't never seen that.
With the little dun, 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 with the little peaceful music in the background. It's all the same time. There's something about soft life.
On TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's that TikTok. It's that TikTok shit, bro. Like, but, oh. Man, like, a lot of men just want to be, a lot of men want to be bad bitches on the cool. All that hip rolling and shit, bro. Like, men want to be bad bitches, too.
Yeah.
Not all of us, but a lot of us.
Stover said he's trying. Trying to get back on. I don't know what happened.
He went out. Left the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he walked outside.
Yeah, that's clicked. What he just said. That he said my Wi-Fi tripping. Yeah, that's what it was. Mm. All right, he's good now. I think he got off the Wi-Fi.
Well, got the Spectrum. What? That Spectrum?
Yeah, Spectrum trash.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
All right, that, man. I couldn't even. So I couldn't even hear half of what y'all was saying, man. I was in the. Shit. I was in a conference room, man. Fucking people came in speaking Spanish. I was getting on my fucking nerves, man. So I had to because they be talking to me in Spanish because they think I'm Dominican or some shit. So I had to. I'm always like, I don't know what to fucking say. So I just smile and walk away. Now I'm outside, so the Wi-Fi was tripping. Yeah, man. It's
That's hilarious.
I was gonna. I was gonna respond to what Chris said, but I don't remember what the fuck he said now because I got so fucked up trying to get away from the Spanish people. But
he said yeah, that he was just
Anyway, yo, the terminology is absolutely fucking crazy to me. It's bonkers. It don't make no fucking sense. I'm not gonna walk around calling myself no fucking soft, gentle black man or. Whatever the fuck these weirdos are saying, man. They're all weirdos. It don't make no sense. Like, just exist. You know what I mean? Like, just be a normal person, man. Like, just because you ain't, yeah, you know, like, just because you ain't hood or whatever don't mean you gotta say you're soft. Like, I don't know. I think it's weird. I think it's weird as hell.
No, I agree. I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying?
Shit's crazy.
On how we are...
Oh, yeah, you know, hold on. I actually just remember something. One of y'all, I couldn't see because my shit was tripping. One of y'all said, these dudes want to be bad bitches.
That was me.
Okay. Yo, man, same thing, man. Grown-ass men out here carrying purses, you know what I'm saying? Grown-ass men out here with nails, with fake nails, like.
Get they nails. Just, no, they get them painted. They get them all polished. Right,
so, yeah, yeah, they get them painted. Some of them are wearing the wrong nail, like. It's just absolutely. So
when you say person,
talking about
this right?
Art, bro, you got plain black nails. There's nothing artistic about
that.
No,
the painting the nails thing is always weird. Leave that shit to the goth people, or leave it to.
Yeah, I'm cool with. Yeah, I'm cool with the goth. The goth has been doing that since like the 90s.
Yeah. that's been the culture.
Leave that to the goth dudes and the gay dudes. But as far as carrying a purse, are you saying like all bags or just you know?
To
like
me, every listen, man. If you want to wear,
I don't care what you say you have in it, it's a man purse, bro.
Yeah, man. Listen, if you're a grown man and you want to wear a purse, that's on you. That ain't none of my business. But anything that you're wearing like that is a purse. You know what I'm saying? Purse, listen, bro. That's Equus a purse, purse, bro. Like, I'm not about to put nothing across.
I have a man bag. It's not a purse. I don't wear a purse.
Hold up, bro. Hold up. This man, hold up. Nah, hold up.
Some of y'all just be having the fanny packs across y'all chest.
Chris, that's a trend now. Chris, this man X is wearing a purse. I need Chris to answer to Chris.
Yes, bro. X wears purse, dog.
Bro.
I think I have seen it with before. Now that you mention that, Chris. I think I have seen
that
purse before.
Hey, you know what? X, we on your platform, so I'm not going to say. I'm not going to do it right here. But me and you going to have a discussion. Me and you going to have a discussion. We going to have a discussion, bro. I ain't going to do that to you. You know what? Nah, let me stop. Let me stop. Because I was about to bring up something. Let me stop, bro. Because I'm in front of three of your homies. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill, man. But we're going to talk. You should have kept me quiet, man.
What happens is you're probably talking about a time where he was against wearing those man bags. And he probably came to terms and was like, I don't want to carry all that shit in my pockets. Let me put him in this bag. And he strapped that bitch on.
Let me tell you something, man. I used to be really, I used to be hyper.
That's what happened, right?
I used to be hyper against a lot of things, okay? People change. People that's grow. Sure. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, I've made fun of a lot of things. I've made fun of a lot of things that I do.
Because you just, you look at it, you don't see why people do it.
The thing is this, right? My purse or my man bag or my fanny, whatever you want to call it. All right. My man bag, right? My thing is, mine is just a flat little chest thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it goes, it's tight, yo. Very convenient, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a flat little chest thing.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so what if? Hey, hold on. So, if your girl tell you like she wants some money, do you gotta tell her like go get my bag? I'm just wondering, bro. Like, it's a real question. Like, do you gotta tell her like go get my bag, go get my purse?
No.
I'm gonna be completely transparent. In this household, we don't address the bag. All right, we don't address.
He said, "Don't bring my bag up." Don't
yeah, because she's always calling it a purse, and I don't like it.
But so you got your woman, your lady's calling it a purse, and what do? You just
I ignore it.
You just ignore it, right? What do you think all those other people are doing?
What do you mean?
Everybody else that carries a man purse.
And see, they might be ignoring it, but the difference is a lot of them people in there, they just wild. They some weirdos. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Uzi was doing it, he wasn't carrying a man bag. He was legit carrying a purse. And if Young Thug, I don't know what he's, well, he's clearly wearing a purse now. But he was a free man.
Don't do that.
When he was a free man, you know what I'm saying? He was being, you know, he was being a weirdo. Now, that's totally different. When you swinging and doing all that stuff, my bag stays against me. You know what I'm saying? I can put my gun in it. I can put my wallet in it. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you slice it, you know, I guess it's a man purse. But either way, it's convenient. All right? And I ain't, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with no gentleman. At the end
He said, hey, Stover, he said he was tired of his pockets being full, so he put them in the bag.
Yeah, man.
That's what happened. So I think Jay was trying to, he was trying to hint at it, but I had my gold fanny pack at the boat party, right? And I kept my bottle of Hennessy in there because I didn't want to put it in the freezer. It was heavy.
You have a gold fanny pack?
Yeah. You know, it was gold. It matched my outfit. Don't do that.
Chris said, nah, hold on. Wait a minute. We not going to go past that.
But it was super duper convenient.
Listening.
I had two personal bottles of Hennessy that I wanted to keep on me. I didn't want nobody stealing them because there was some niggas on that boat and I would have been mad. So I kept them on me in my little bag. And it was super.
It was a few that nobody knew on there.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. That just a disclaimer, bro. If you go somewhere and you're not really invited, you should probably bring something. Just cause.
Bro, that alone is just crazy to me. You don't get on a boat with just a random clique of people.
Like, what are we doing?
Just to, hey, we're going to see what goes down tonight. What?
No party favor.
Yeah, they didn't bring nothing.
Like, that doesn't sound crazy to you itself. You're just going to just hop on a boat.
I mean,
with
to me,
not,
that
right?
just goes
down. You're going to go into a lake
deeper,
and go on a boat.
That's a deeper thing inside of you, though. Like, I feel like everybody on the team that I know that y'all.
You don't care about yourself?
Yeah, you wouldn't turn up to an event and not have something for it. Or you wouldn't go into an event and be like, hey, bro, you got me? You're like, I just hate that. Something. You know what I'm saying? Since we're on the topic of men, I can't stand a man who's comfortable being a loser. Like, he don't mind going somewhere. Oh, I'm going to go to the bar with all my boys. Like, if we all go to the bar right now, and I know I ain't got no money, but I don't say nothing to y'all. When y'all order y'all shots, it's just like, hey, y'all got me too, right? Like, yeah. First round on you. All right, bet. Next round. Oh, yo, nigga, round on him. Oh, he's on him now. And then when it start getting to that, oh, hey, man, I got y'all next time we go out, man. Or the dude that leaves his wallet on purpose.
Every time. You know, every time you see that wallet, that pocket tap is like, all right, bro, here we go.
I was just thinking about
here
it.
Here it is.
Next, don't even think about it.
You got mad.
Man, I wasn't even gonna say nothing. He got you too, Chris. Please don't make me bring up Washington. This is the second time. This is the second time I'm really gonna have to bring this shit up, bro. Like, this is the second time. Please don't make me bring it up.
First of all, let me tell y'all something.
It's in my
Let's
car.
Just go on a little side tangent here, okay?
It's in my car.
I may have forgot my wallet, but it was a legitimate thing. But you know what? I was driving, and this man sober got me back in the worst way possible. Homeless dude comes up to me asking me for some money. I tell him, nah, I ain't got it. This man comes out of nowhere. Nah, give him 10, man. Give him 10.
Hey, but y'all want to know something, though? He'll never forget that wallet again because it's going to be in his bag. It's going to always be in his bag now. Never again.
Purse. Happen.
Okay, first of all, the reason I don't need
I hear y'all trying to switch the terminology over there. Y'all lay slick.
It's
gonna be in his bag, guys. It's gonna be his purse.
It's a bag, and I don't even wear it all the time anymore. Thank you. You know what? Anyway.
All right, we'll call it a merce for you.
Can we talk about why black men in America have to always go over the top just to be normal, though? Like, do y'all feel
Give an example.
Yeah, please tell me.
Soft life.
Black fathers.
Soft life.
Well, I mean, soft life is...
Black soft life, that's a good one.
Man, we black fathers, I'm a black dad. And I mean, get me wrong, I've been guilty of this. I'm a black dad, blah, 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 but we always go over the top.
The reason is because they're trying to get rid of that narrative that black fathers don't take care of their kids. So they were trying to just shed some light on it. And like everybody in this group, well, I don't know about Stover, but everybody in this group, you know, they take care of their kids. Obviously, we don't parade around and say it.
You want to say if he has kids first. You don't want to say, I don't know about Stover. Everybody else, take care of their kids.
I don't know if he has kids.
No kids.
He doesn't have kids.
I was like, damn.
But like the narrative is, you know, black fathers don't take care of their kids. And so now that we have all this technology and whatnot, people trying to shed light on the situation and get rid of the narrative, which is okay. I like the positive narrative. I don't mind, you know, somebody saying I'm a black father and stuff like that. You know, I got a shirt that my homeboy created that says black fathers exist. You know what I mean? So anything positive is cool. I don't mind that.
I mean,
however, I'm not looking. I wouldn't say congratulations on being a good father to somebody. You know what I mean? Because obviously it's your responsibility. But you know, when somebody says, I'm so grateful for black fathers, you know what I mean? Something like that. That's positive. I like that.
Okay.
Appreciate I feel him. I agree with Travis, to be honest. I do the extras on socials when it comes to me being a father with my son, man, because I take pride in it. But at the same time, man, if anyone comes to me and they're like, yeah, you're a great father, you're a fantastic father, you do so much, I'm like, bro, like, I mean, thanks, but I brought him here. Like, I created this human. Like, I'm supposed to do this at the same time. Like, it's kind of sad that you feel like that I'm such a great father because I'm taking care of my son like I'm supposed to. But, I mean, I take pride in it personally. But, yeah, at the same time, this is our responsibility, man.
Nah, I feel you on that. Every time Ariel ever tells me anything about being a good dad, I always
take it to heart. You know what I'm saying?
I just be like, I mean, I get it.
It's appreciated, of course, but yeah, it's just like, I mean, yeah, like, it's my child, man. Like, yeah, it's what I'm supposed to do.
And you know what's crazy is, you know, people, they do that just so that they think we don't feel that we're being, you know, great dads. And that's what's sad about it. You know what I mean? That's why everybody's always trying to uplift people with those type of messages out there. And like, once we give it a narrative, that shit gonna go away. Ain't nobody gonna be saying that shit no more. Mm-hmm. Once the narrative is gone.
What do y'all feel like there's anything else that black men have to overdo? Like, I feel like the whole work environment thing, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I feel like it's a it's a double-edged sword, right? I'm one of those people, I feel like proper English, enunciation, being able to say words correctly is not talking white. It's just proper English. That's how you're supposed to talk. You're not supposed to talk like you're in the middle of the country or you're in the hood somewhere. Oh, me and my nigga, we out here in the bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, real quick, though, you know what I'm saying? I need this job. There's no reason
but
why you ever talk like that. And I hate, because I hate when people sit here and be like, they should just accept me for who I am. If you are a legit person who talks like that, you can still clean it up. You shouldn't be in the interview. Hey, big
shout. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Hey, big shout.
I feel you.
I will say, obviously, that person might be a little bit illiterate. However, what if you met a person that talked like that, but they was able to build a computer from scratch?
That's fine. But talk like you can. Talk like you care.
They can't help that they was hunting alligators. Yeah. That's my thing.
They can't. People can't help like that. Yeah, because this is. You remember Hunt? I couldn't understand a word he said. Right? But how did he talk though? He talked like he was born in the woods, country as hell. Right? So I mean, it's you know, it's white people to do that.
Everything that man said.
I couldn't understand nothing, you know.
Carolina talk.
He's from North Carolina.
He's from North Carolina for real.
That's hilarious. You know what part?
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now,
probably around my neck of the woods. Probably around my neck of the woods.
I would also say that, but that goes for people that can actually do shit. You know what I mean? If you talk like that and you're like actually stupid and can't like, you know, do anything, like you work at McDonald's or something like that. No offense to people that work at McDonald's, but if you're like, if you don't have like,
you already called them stupid. So.
what I mean is, like, you know what I mean? They're not doing anything with themselves. You know what I mean? Like they're just hanging out and not making any money, not like just no type of ambition at all. And they talk like that. That's different. But we don't hang around those type. You know what I mean? Something like that.
I agree. You don't. You do have to separate yourself. But it's just the point. Like, there's people out here that literally get mad at those types of. What is that? Oh, anyway, there's people out here that get mad at those types of things, and it does bother me because you'll sit at work and somebody will be like, "Oh, fuck this, blah blah. Y'all see that shit?" And they'll talk like that. And then when you try to correct them, they'll sit up here and be like, why should I have to change my demeanor because we're in a white man's environment? Like, what are we doing here? And don't get me wrong.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. It'd be times I be talking to people like at work and they call in and they be talking to me like that. As soon as they start talking like that, I'm like, fam, come on now, bro. Like, act like you got some shit. Like, for real, though. Like, come on.
You can always tell when it's one of us. That's the part that makes me mad. Even on the
phone. What makes me so angry, bro. Cause like I feel like I know.
You already
like,
know who you didn't. Hey, what up, this Daniel?
Hey, I told you about that, dog.
Hey, who here works in corporate America?
We all work in corporate America, right?
I mean, like office type of job or something like that.
Yeah, we work in the office.
All right. So I see what you're talking about. Like I don't know about y'all, but like when I go to work, I'm a completely different individual than I would be with. I mean, obviously it's work, but I'm saying like my hair's different. You know what I'm saying? Like I never go into the office with my locks hanging down. You know, I talk a little bit different, stuff like that. But I do think that me being a black man going in there, I mean, I'm the only black man on my team. I got to be a certain way.
So I do got to kind of go over the top, you know what I'm saying? But why would I do anything else that could fuck up my money? That's the way I see it.
Well, facts. So
that's a fact.
Now that I got locks now, I used to wear mine up. I no longer do that. Now, like, I wear them just like this going to work. And my work speaks for itself. You know, if anybody say anything to me at work that's out of line, or I feel like, you know, they're micromanaging me or anything like that, I just hit them with the facts. You know your rule book. You know what I mean? And if it comes too much, everybody know that lawsuit is a phone call away. You know what I mean? I'm not about to tiptoe around these people. You know what I mean? When I say these people, I'm talking about office people. I'm not about to tiptoe
You're
around.
Not gonna act how they expect you to act. You're gonna play their game. Yeah. If they do something offensive, when I say that, I'm saying offensive. If you're not gonna act a fool in the office, throw stuff around. Oh no, okay. Phone call.
I feel like so the hair thing, right? I mean, obviously we're getting way more. people that can work with their hair like mine right now, and they'll sit up here and be like, "Oh, this is fine. Don't judge me." And y'all see this? This is not okay.
Yeah, it's not.
But you know what I'm saying? People like. I feel like. Okay, so my thing is this, right? And I don't know. This might sound really harsh, but I feel like. Black people always want to bite off more than they can chew when we finally get some type of acceptance. So if they sit up here and tell you you can have your dreads, you can have your braids and all that kind of stuff, or if they say, hey, we don't mind the natural hair, right? Why not go to work and at least sponge your hair? You know what I'm saying? Like, wake up in the morning, put some grease in it, you know, care. You shouldn't just get out of bed and be like, well, they just need to accept me for who I am because this is how my hair is.
Show some That's kind insane. Of effort. Show some kind well, of effort. I get what you said.
So look. I think what you're referring to is upkeep and
right.
And keeping it. There was a person that worked at one of our old jobs, Jack, and I think you know who I'm talking about. And man, his afro was terrible. It was like I watched him pull it, and it was at least 12 inches, but it was matted. And I was like,
he just woke up and got out of bed and got dressed.
So like, I would say people that do that, they don't respect themselves. At least like,
even type, you just don't think brush their teeth in the morning. Like you look at their hair and like you ain't brush your teeth either.
Something like, you ain't wash your face. You know what I mean? Like
you ain't even look in the mirror.
I could never like walk out like that. Doesn't look if it doesn't look good to me. I know it doesn't look good to anybody else. You know what I mean? So I got to make sure. If I make sure I look good before I walk out, then I'm like, okay, we cool. But those type of people, they don't respect themselves to at least have an appearance of themselves. Because if they would look in the mirror and be like, damn, my afro is trash right now. Let me get a shape up or something. You know what I mean?
Crazy, so, yeah.
But do you think that's a human thing, or do you think that just has to do with like their upbringing? So because they are brought up to not care about their appearance, like when they go
it's
to
definitely
work,
upbringing. It's definitely upbringing, bro. Because a lot of parents will let their kids just come out the house any kind of way, all the way until they're grown. And then that carries on, bro. Like, I'll say for myself, bro, I was just telling my little brother this the other day, bro. One of the most scarring but motivating times I've ever had in my life. I came out the house crazy one time. My sister looked at me. She said, what the fuck do you have on? Do you think a girl wants to talk to somebody with a crusty face that looks like that? Dead serious. Ever since then, bro, before I came out the house, teeth brushed, face clean, my hair ain't right, hat on, do-rag on, something's taken care of, and I'm going to look straight clothes-wise. It's mandatory, bro. Like, when someone lets you know that you need to carry yourself a certain way, you learn. Mm-hmm. When you ain't got nobody to tell you that, when you grown, who going to tell you when you grown? Because now you're an adult.
For instance, right? Me and Travis open a bar, right? You think that I'd be wrong as an employer to not hire you because you have bad hygiene?
Yes. No. I mean, I know you wouldn't be wrong. No, you wouldn't be wrong at all. Yeah, nah. That's bro. And especially this pandemic going on. I mean, yeah, we definitely need to make sure hygiene is straight. Okay. Because that can carry on to other situations other than just people being comfortable around you. That's health concerns now because you're in a bar especially. Like, oh, nah, bro.
Come in,
Michael. Take a bath.
Don't come in that jumpsuit,
go,
bro.
Yeah, you better go take a bath. You better go do something with that hair. You're not about to come in there carrying that aroma around my establishment.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Walking
and you're
around.
Definitely not wrong for saying that, man. Like, I would not want to come in a bar and smell musk. If I come in a bar and I smell musk, I'm instantly ready to leave.
I don't know about y'all, but I know me and Stover personally have definitely been stationed with some dirty people.
Bro, I am a rapper in San Antonio. Do you know where I performed? The places I performed? I've definitely been in those type of venues.
It's just bad when you go to Morning Formation, bro, and you got to be with these people that just rolled out of bed to go do PT, and then you do PT with them, and they already stink before we start running.
That's nuts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or they in there.
Some of them don't shower after PT.
That's nuts. That is the most nuttiest shit ever, bro. After
where, and then they put on their uniform, wear it all day, wear the same uniform the next day without washing it.
Bruh.
That's nuts. That's just nuts.
Bro. You know, and then there's people that
and then
that,
they're fucking like more. That.
It's getting dead.
Dead on multiple people. Let me
multiple
man, let
yeast
me
infections.
Without man, let me stop.
Let me tell you something, bro. We went to a field event, right?
I wouldn't even feel right with myself.
Nah,
or
look,
the girl,
we were
if you wanted me like that.
We were in the field for 2 weeks. No showers. 2 weeks. No showers. Only baby wipes.
Smell like
you had to brush your teeth in the morning, rinse your mouth out with a canteen, a bottle of water, or something. But no showers. All you had was baby wipes and your toothbrush.
Y'all
people smelled
like
sex.
A morgue when y'all got back.
People were having sex.
That's,
in porta potties.
Terrible.
In a porta potties.
In porta potties.
Bro, people was rubbing on girls' pussies in the lunchroom and then eating with their
I've
hands,
never
bro.
Even sat
eating
down
with their
on
dirty
the
hands
in a porta potty before.
And that is
I've never even sat down on the toilet in a porta potty before. Excuse me.
That's exactly why.
You need to take a look at yourself and talk to God. If that's what you were doing in a porta potty. Out of all places,
that's some nutty ass shit right there. Like that's just.
I mean
don't get me wrong. Like y'all in the military, so like I understand y'all going through like certain different type of measures than I've ever experienced in my life. But it's just like the porta potty fam. Like come on, fam, come on. Maybe we should just
bro,
hold this out for a little while.
So
you
hey,
get back to a cot or something.
Y'all, what's more important, brushing your teeth or taking a shower?
I'm gonna say,
like, if you had to go 3 weeks without either brushing your teeth or without taking a shower, what are you gonna go without?
Let me tell you.
I'm taking a shower, bro. I'm taking a shower, bro.
You wanna know why? Shower.
Because there's ways you can get around. Like you can at least your breath not stinking for that time. But
you
that shower sooner or later,
you can
bro.
Literally eat an apple. You can literally eat an apple.
Yeah, you can avoid eating certain things. You can chew some gum to kind of keep the breath stinking away from a little bit for a little while. But when that shower after 3 weeks, dog, sooner or later, it don't matter what deodorant you got on.
You're right.
They're going to smell you, bro.
I said 3 weeks, right? But I ain't going to lie, bro.
3 weeks after a while, that deodorant don't matter. Old Spice, Axe, it don't matter.
It's very hard. It's very hard for me not to brush my teeth, bro. Like,
it is
very hard. Like, you see these big ass teeth, and you see I talk all the time, bro. Like, I've never had a cavity. Like, I
knew he was gonna say that. This
bro,
man highlight his
he
highlight
lying.
Of his life.
He's lying.
I've never had a cavity.
Bro,
I don't believe that.
No,
he
was
crack,
last year, bro.
Having a cracked tooth is not the
he
same.
He said last year.
That's not me. Not neglecting my teeth.
We talked about it, bro.
Yeah, I have a tooth, and I got a cavity because of my chipped tooth. That's
so
different.
So you got
no,
you got a what?
Bro, he be lying.
That's a cavity.
So you got a cavity.
You just said I got a cavity.
Hey, look, like I said, I ain't never had no cavity. I don't care. I'm a stand-up. Yeah, hey, you know what? If you want to be funny, fuck it. I ain't had a cavity in 31 years. How about that? It didn't happen.
I'm not 31 yet, so I can't take that cavity.
But no, Jack, if you go that long without taking the shower, bro, it's gonna be more bad things to happen than some bad breath. Like you might end up getting athlete's foot. Like
what if you gotta go number two?
Whew.
3 weeks. You going to the shower.
Otherwise, you might die.
Dog.
I didn't even think about that.
Your boxers are going to suffer.
No,
Anybody around you are going to hate you forever. Bro, you run past them. Hey, bro, stop moving.
The back of your ear is going to be thanking.
Don't run no more.
Bro,
your walk by air going to be terrible. People ain't going to want you moving. Yeah. Sit down.
You're right, though, because if you shower, technically, you can at least rinse your mouth out with the shower. So, yeah, you're right.
Like we said, there's ways of keeping your
too much, bro. Yeah, after a while.
Like I said, what do you think they used to do back in the day, bro? They used to just eat apples, bro. Like, I'm telling you, that's the way of flossing, like. A lot of people don't know that, but you can easily just eat an apple, and you good.
I mean, all right. I mean, I ain't never heard of that, but cool. Go crazy.
Excellent. All right. Brush my teeth, though. But
I'm a brush my teeth. That nigga don't care.
So I got a lot of flack for this on the internet, on Facebook the other day.
Uh-oh.
So how do y'all feel about this Damar Hamlin situation and the Buffalo Bills? Do y'all feel like
I go last
overreacting, or do you feel like everybody was rightfully upset and they really meant how they felt? Like, do you really think that the people care about this man getting injured on the field, or do you think it's just such a shocking thing, quote unquote, nobody's ever seen, quote unquote, because at the end of the day, we've seen Dale Earnhardt die in a race. We've seen Owen Hart die in wrestling, and they continue wrestling.
Ronnie Lott almost killed somebody. Ryan Clark is known for knocking people's skull off.
We got highlights.
Troy Polamalu is known for knocking people's skull off. James Harrison, the Pittsburgh Steelers, actually.
The Steelers as a whole. But yeah, I mean, like, even look at Chad Johnson. He got wrecked by the Ravens.
Ray Lewis knocked him into somebody else, actually.
Bruh. So it's like
Lawrence Taylor broke somebody's back, broke his leg on the field, just took him off.
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor, he broke. I don't know if it was Jim Kelly, it was somebody else.
Joe Theismann.
But yeah, he snapped it. Just.
Mm-hmm. Do we forget how Bo Jackson was kicked out? How Bo Jackson had to retire?
True. Lacerated a little artery or whatever in his leg, so he can never run the same and all that good stuff. So do you think that the canceling of the game was appropriate, or do you think that it was an overreaction of this new culture?
I would say it was an overreaction. Why? Because everybody was already at the field. They took him off the field as a perfectly good field there. I felt like once he's gone, continue. You know, you got over 20,000 people in the stands are there already that spent money to watch the game. And then let's not forget, I showed you that tweet about what he said when he woke up, like, who won the damn game? You know what I mean? Like, he was expecting it. Like, that point, to be honest, when I seen that tweet, that just meant he got hurt for no reason. You know what I mean? Because the game didn't continue. So now they got to have
the game. They're actually not going to do the game at all. It's just been canceled.
Wow. So nobody gets an L, nobody gets a W,
gets an L or a dub.
It's so they had a loss of game.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. So nothing actually came out of him getting hurt. You know what I mean? So I feel like that was definitely an overreaction. If they would have continued, at least he would have been hurt for something that happened. Now he almost died for nothing, basically. You know what I mean? And then, like, I ain't gonna cap as a person that would have paid to go to a football game. What about my money? I came to see a game. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, I get he's hurt. That's what he plays for. You know what I mean? The other side is it was a serious injury. You know, he didn't get the thumbs up. However, he's good now. You know what I mean? I felt like it would all turned out good. Like, they're not gonna let the man die.
Not
facts. You know what I mean?
Yo,
yo, yo, yo. Just taking a break, just taking a pause, just taking a moment to let you guys know, man, I am officially able to have subscriptions on Spotify. So please, 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 guys, please become an official member of Radical Jack's Views podcast, man. Hit that subscribe button, man. All my Spotify listeners, hit that subscribe button. Get the exclusive content. Get all the unlocked episodes that you don't get to see, man. Radical Jack's Views. Show some support. It's always love.
And But me personally, I feel like they should have continued the game. It was to me, like, you know, they stopped the game. They got them off the field. They should have just kept playing after that. People act like they don't know that this is a contact sport. Shit like that's going to happen. Especially how like, they got to improve on how the way they tackle folks. When it happens, you know, dangerous things can happen. What you trying to do, a better way of tackling? You know, I don't know. I just feel like they could have continued.
No, I feel that. Stover, how you feel?
Man, I agree with exactly what he said, for real. It would kind of suck as a fan, especially who, you know, paid money to be there. And especially if you're a hardcore fan of either team, you want to see the game. And it's kind of a weird thing, because it's like, it's a contact sport. Like, people do get hurt, people get injured. You know what I mean? That is a part of the game, unfortunately. But, you know, we living in this new age, man, this new wave. Like, everything is real. Everything's, like, real soft. So I think if they would have continued with the game, it would have been a lot of people saying, like, oh, you know, they don't care about him, they don't care about the players, this and that. So I think they probably were looking at that. Even if they really didn't care, they had to act like they did.
What's, you know, crazy, what I'm saying? To me is that, like, the NFL has always been known for, quote-unquote, not caring. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? So it's like, I get why they did it, obviously. I think what happened was, honestly, I think they were going to continue the game. And then I think somebody in their media relations was like, they probably saw a tweet or something. They were like, hey, let's just cancel it for the sake of public opinion.
Yeah.
Which, to me, it sounds cold-hearted to say, but, like, who cares what the public people have to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, these people don't matter. They're going to watch football regardless. The NFL's been canceled for 3 years, 4 years now. Ever since Colin Kaepernick, the NFL has been canceled. Mm-hmm. People going to watch the game regardless. And, you know, my Facebook post, you know, all I said was, I didn't know we were canceling games with injuries. I didn't say nothing about his actual injury. I didn't know. No, but, like, my thing is, it's not heartless. Like, people tried to, oh, you're so heartless. And it's like, no, I'm stating a fact. I didn't know that we were canceling games based off of injury. We've seen injuries before. The game always continues. So, excuse me for being surprised. Nobody knew what happened. He passed out on the field. That is what everybody's thing was the day it happened. And passed out on the field, and he wasn't breathing. Okay, we get that, right? They had to do CPR. That was the next thing that everybody went. They had to do CPR. They never had to do CPR before. But they got him up, carted, put him in the ambulance. He was actually alive. So, we know that he's alive. All the players, I saw Joe Burrow on the sideline. It was warming up. It was supposed to be a 5-minute break. We're going to get the players to warm up again and start the game. Now there's no dub for him. There's no in his honor for the game. The man got injured for them to cancel the game that in two seasons we will never remember. We're never going to remember this. Everybody's donating to Damar Hamlin's charity and all this other stuff. And I just feel like the game should have continued. I feel like a lot of fake outrage is just becoming the wave. I personally just don't like it.
Let me ask y'all. Y'all watch UFC at all?
Yeah. I watch the big fights.
Yeah. So y'all know anyone? Any of y'all know who Dana White is?
Didn't he beat up his wife? Some shit like that?
Yeah.
He slapped her. I saw the video.
So it's kind of like the same situation with that. You know, it's a lot of, you know, fake outrage right now. You know, some people really are, you know, outraged, but I think a lot of it is just like, it's just fake, man. It's fake as hell. Same shit.
Like, the best way to see that people don't care about quote unquote domestic violence and men and women violence towards each other is Chris Brown and Rihanna and Blueface and Krishan. It's just crazy to me how we have this outrage and, you know, everybody just likes to cry out in the midst of a situation. Nobody gets the full story. Or you just go off of what you see the majority of people saying. You know what I'm saying? I made that Facebook post before the game was even canceled. You know what I'm saying? I just called him and postponed it, and I was like, dang, like, I felt like we were just going to cancel the game. But it was before they actually said it. So for people to be like, oh, you're so heartless, it's like, nah, bro, I'm watching the game, but I see people get hurting all the time. This is the most extreme that it's ever been. You know what I'm saying? people have died from boxing and all this other stuff, and there's never this much outrage. Oh, well, you signed up for that. That's what everybody always says. You signed up for it. Mm-hmm. When you say that about football, well, nobody signed up for death.
People are literally running full
speed. People signed up for paralysis. You might as well be dead, bro. Like, what you
people
mean?
You're not literally dead. Running at full speed at each other.
Now, but on the other side, I guess what people was looking for, like, you know, when people get injured and they get walked off the field or on the stretch or anything like that, they usually get the thumbs up or whatever. He didn't give that, and I think that really broke a lot of people's hearts, I would say. Not mine. Obviously, I think they should have kept it. But the other side, you know what I mean? And
when I look at the situation, man, like, I feel like
damn. Oh, he about to get mad. He gets so mad.
He's about to be mad, boy.
He gonna say I kicked him off. That's what he gonna say.
At the end of the day, man, we can't control how people feel. I just wanted to see what everybody thought about the situation. Obviously, Chris is busy with Cairo, so he can't put his input in.
Did you kick me out?
No, I told you. We didn't do anything. You were talking, and then it just went away.
I was like, bro, I know he did not just dismiss me in the middle of my statement like that.
No.
Nah.
It was so unfair. I wanted to hear the rest of that speech. I'm sorry.
I was like, dang, I really was going to say, man, I just see both sides of it, man. Like, it really just comes down to, like, when it comes to business, man, there's no space for sympathy. There's no space for sentiment, man. So, I mean, of course, it's unfortunate that happened to him, but at the end of the day, man, that's a business. That's a lot of money spent. They got to look into. I was listening to a podcast earlier. I'm not gonna say it. We don't promote other platforms here, but that's not ours. But I was listening to a podcast earlier, and they were saying like they were thinking about pushing back like a week of the Super Bowl and how much money that would cost. And that's like, bro, but like that's a fact because all the people that done. Booked their flights, they got their hotels and everything to go to see the Super Bowl, and if it get pushed back a week, now they got to reschedule all that, man. So that's a lot of money that could cost a lot of people. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. It's unfortunate, but I mean, I see both sides.
And that wouldn't even be just the NFL. We talking about hotels, flights,
the city in general, wherever it would be. That affects a lot, and just people's pockets. Yeah, that affects a lot of stuff. So, I mean, it's a business, and unfortunately, it's no space for sentiment when it comes to business.
No, I feel that, man. Do you think that people are going to post a thing where they want to cancel the NFL, or do you think this was a win for the NFL?
They're not going to cancel the NFL, man. Come on now.
Well, so, no, they can't.
Yeah, no, I think
that's not going to happen.
That's like America's sweetheart. No, the NFL's not.
That's not going to happen.
It's been canceled for 4 years. I'm just saying, like, you know, they're going to try to recancel it again.
Exactly. It's going to be a topic. Unfortunately, I hate to say it like this, but it's going to be a topic maybe for a couple more weeks, and then it's going to go back to a regular scheduled program.
Yeah, we'll forget about it next year, for sure. Next season, it won't even be brought up again.
Bro, like, we've seen this type of stuff before. Like I said, like, Ryan Clark, he was known for knocking people's skulls off. Like, you remember the Willis McGahee hit? When he just literally knocked him clean, he just didn't move. And even Ryan Clark was hurt from that hit, bro. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. We've seen this type of stuff before. Like, it's unfortunate, but I mean, it's happened. This is the sport,
Jay, what do
man.
You think? What do you think as far as the NFL season goes? Is your team doing good this year? Are you?
Yeah, my team doing great, bro. My team, the Eagles.
Oh, we on.
Yeah, we doing good.
I didn't know that.
I can't wait to see us go in the playoffs, bro, and just to see how we run, man. I feel like we got a chance. I feel like we can do it. Oh, okay. Jalen Hurts gonna come back healthy, man. He gonna be straight, and it's gonna be up.
All right, man. All right, so kind of rounding off the end of the pod here. Last topic is I got a video for y'all. Another one. This one's funny. I think this was hilarious. Yes.
Yeah. It better not be who I think it is.
But let me see here. I got something for y'all. So the last topic for me is woke culture, fat phobia, Western societal dating, right?
Okay.
And there's different things that we're going to talk about here, and then we're going to go ahead and end it there. But I want y'all to hear this, man. I just want to see what y'all think.
Saying, you purposely saying, I want to lose 20 pounds is fat phobic. And you might be like, what? Oh my goodness. I'm not trying to be fat phobic, but you are. You're being fat phobic to yourself. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds? It's probably to fit into something smaller. It's probably so people treat you better. It's probably for all the reasons that fat folks are shamed simply for being fat.
Fat phobia.
Here we go.
I actually want Stover to give me that. I want him to start this one off, man, because he's in the gym all the time.
Please.
Don't. I don't know if y'all ever seen my man's videos. I'll send you a video, Trent. This nigga's actually really big compared to what he looks like on the camera right now. Probably one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life. So how do you feel about fat phobia? Because at one point in time, Stover felt like he was fat. So I just want to know, like, is he fat phobic for wanting to get in better health? Or
Nah, man, I don't even know what the hell to say about that term. I mean, it's just so stupid to me. It's like, I don't even understand it. It's like literally one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Shit.
I'm just like literally baffled at the term. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, if you want to get in better shape, to me, that's just literally wanting to better your life. But there's other things that could come with that. Cause I mean, you got to keep in mind as human beings, as we get older, you're naturally not going to be as in good shape as you were, most likely, especially if you're not working at it. If you continue to get fatter and fatter and fatter, I mean, you could become diabetic. There's just all types of different things that could go on. You know what I mean? You can literally die from being fat. I mean, look at Big Pun.
Big Pun.
You know what I'm saying? RIP Big Pun. Like, but he lost like, 100 pounds or something like that? He died. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you could die from that, man. Yeah, this whole fat phobia thing, that's not even a thing to me. I don't acknowledge it. It's not real. I don't even know what to – I don't know, man. I wish you didn't make me start off with it because I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just so ridiculous.
No, I just wanted to see what you said. So, I mean, me personally, well, I mean, I just feel like it's hilarious for one. Like, fat phobia is what you're afraid of, right? So I mean, mm-hmm. Technically, yeah, I am fat phobic. I'm afraid of being fat. It's 100% true. I don't want to be fat, but it's not because I want to appear or appeal to other people. It's because I want to be healthy. I walk up these stairs at 31, being out the gym since 2019 when I actually got back in, and I'm tired. I breathe hard when I walk up the stairs, bro, and I weigh like 217. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even fat. But yeah, it's just the point, like, my body is so out of shape. Huh?
Damn.
He really gonna think you kicked him out.
That was bad timing.
That was really bad timing, bro.
Yo.
He better be mad. Nah.
Oh, man, that's crazy. But nah, man.
Fat phobic, like he said, that shouldn't be considered a real thing at all. You know, I was when I was in shape, you know, a couple of months ago, and then I gained some weight because I stopped going to the gym or whatever. Not even going cap. I started when I gained some extra weight, people said I look better. I was like, I don't even know what that means because I'm about to lose it because I'm not one of those ones that want to be. I have an image of myself where I want to be like chiseled. You know what I'm talking about? Just swollen shit. And to be fat, nah, I can't, or gaining weight or having some weight on me, you know what I mean? But you can change it, you know, like he was saying, you can change that, and it's better to get it before it gets bad. Like you said, Big Pun tried to lose weight, and he lost 100 and died, like, you know what I mean? So that's something that you can change. And since we're on the subject about things you can change, I'm short, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm only like 5'8". I'm like 5'8", you know what I mean? And I'm short. And, you know, women aren't attracted to short guys. Some of them aren't. But a lot of them aren't attracted to short guys. That's something that I can't change. You know what I mean? You don't hear me saying you're short phobic. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Max. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a short person. You're too short for me. All right. I'm like, all right, whatever. Cool. Bet. You know, easy rejection. You know what I mean? I don't get mad about it and say you're short phobic. I don't throw a little tangent, create a podcast about people not liking short people. You know what I mean? So like, if you're fat and you try to approach me, I tell you, no, I'm not attracted to plus weight, you know, plus size women. You know what I mean? In the most respectable way as possible, of course. You know, people get sensitive. You know, they go off in a little tangent. Ah, oh, you fat shaming and shit. Like, nah, I ain't trying to hear that. You just see that's exactly why. You know what I mean? They're dramatic about it, and I don't believe it. I don't think it shouldn't be a thing. If you want somebody and they say they're not attracted to, you know, big people, then lose weight and they'll probably and then try them again. That's all I'm saying.
I definitely feel that.
Like I can't go get knee surgery and get taller because I want this chick. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so
hey, you know what's crazy is like they sell shoes that can be like a boost of height and all that kind of stuff. I think that is absolutely insane. Like you're gonna wear the shoes tall, and then when you go home, you go back to short man. Like what are we doing? Like Laura Farquhar.
Yeah, bro.
Then that becomes a bill. Yeah. It becomes a
Chris
bill.
Chris got off because his phone died. He said for the people, anybody that tries to put somebody down for not wanting to be fat or wanting to better themselves hates themselves internally and wants to shame everybody else for wanting to be better. They don't have the motivation to get better themselves. Those kind of people should not live because they are a candidate to be
God. Dang. See, I need him to come back on and say that. That way I don't look bad. Like I look kind of like a good guy.
Anybody that tried to put people down for wanting to be better is useless to life.
Good God. People say I'm mean.
I mean, I kind of understand what he's saying. You know what I mean?
So the thing is, this whole, like, woke theory, all this stuff. And, you know, woke used to just be black people, stay black.
Mm-hmm.
People. And now, woke. Totally. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's back. Oh, wait. He's back. I read what you text me.
He was mad. He's mad.
I'm so serious, bro. Anybody who feels that way, bro, like they just not live. So serious.
I think I'm a easy because that sounds terrible. Anybody that doesn't contribute to society should not be interested in society, basically.
That's the same thing. It's not living.
Yeah. No. They can
yeah, go. Not living.
It sounds not better.
He said it sounds.
It sounds way better. What he means is.
Okay, so how about this, right? How do you feel? Okay, so you know what? For everybody who has like these woke thoughts and feels like society should just be overly accepting of all the BS that we know they shouldn't accept, whether it's gay, whether it's you know, bestiality, because that's a thing now. When you know, there's a remember I sent you that picture the other day, Travis, of that girl who said I've had sex with six dogs.
Yeah, bro,
I've had sex with six dogs, two men. I just want to officially come out as a fur sexual or some shit like it was weird.
To be honest,
she liked bestiality.
She should have been arrested because that's illegal.
That's disgusting. But that's my point, right? It's illegal. But at one point in time, a lot of stuff was illegal that we now let it be okay, we glorify it. And that's what people like to utilize to fight these battles of wokeness, where they'll sit up here and say, well, you have an old way of thinking, or that's from the past. And it's like, that's BS, you know? I don't care if you're gay. You can be gay all you want. That's cool. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, that whole transgender stuff, I will never rock with it. There's nobody that can open my brain and be like, well, this is a thing. You know, even a buddy that was talking about intersex or hermaphrodites, right? Let's say you're born with two pieces, right? You're not a transgender. You're literally born with both, so you get to choose what you want to be. That's on you. Now, most of the time in those situations, you're only born with one set of reproductive systems. You might have a coochie and a penis, but you only have testicles or you have ovaries. You know what I'm saying? So it's still dedicated to, you know, whatever. But it's an anomaly, so it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But waking up every day when you know that you're a biological male and you sit up here, and the term biological male shouldn't even be a real thing. It should just be male. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't even have to say biological male. That is insane. But the fact of the matter is you shouldn't have to do these kind of things, bro. I don't like that. I don't like this woke nation trying to change everything for pandering to black people. You know, the Little Mermaid's about to come out. You know how stupid everybody is on this. People are so excited about a black Ariel, right? Why is everybody else in the movie still white?
Even the dad.
A lot of people. Everybody else in the movie is still white. See? That's how it sounds now, right?
So
Black Curio has a white daddy.
They forgot to change his color, bro.
Is it interracial Ariel? Like, what are we doing?
They forgot to change his color.
You know, and then, like, literally everybody else in the movie is white, except for what was that? Everybody else in the movie is white except for Sebastian, and he's a crab. So who cares? He's a crab. Like, it doesn't even matter. But my thing is, we have this woke phobia. I mean, this woke culture. And it's just like, it's ridiculous how much it's consuming everybody. And I just want to know, like, do y'all think that this is going to be something that eventually stops? Or do you think it's just going to get so bad? I don't even know. Because, you know, I watched Demolition Man. That's like one of my favorite movies. And I'm just like, you know what the future brings in that movie, where it was all peaceful and everything. But, like, now it's just like, stuff is just getting to a freaky level where it's not even peaceful anymore.
Well, I'm gonna back you up to that Demolition Man. First of all, it was peaceful. However, people were still suffering. Just so we're clear.
They were.
People were still suffering. And and they wasn't having physical sex. I have a huge problem with that. Like, what you mean? Because I watched it the other day too, and I was just like, oh no, that ain't that. They bet not get rid of that.
Yeah, facts.
Otherwise, I'm gonna be in jail for physical sex, because I ain't going out like that. You ain't finna take away that. Yeah, I gotta go to a lab to have a kid. Hell no.
And they have that now. I don't know if y'all know that. They have labs now where they can grow children.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
It's not different. It's crazy. You should not be able to do that.
But you're not forced.
Outside of Demolition Man. Okay. No, in real life, like, we have, they're building systems to where you can grow children.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you no longer need a woman to do the greatest miracle on the planet.
Well, I mean, they've been having sperm banks for a long time as well.
But sperm banks always inseminate into another woman.
Yeah. And so, well, I guess what you're saying is for the homosexual man. Are you talking about?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, this is a very controversial take, but if you're a homosexual, I don't feel like you should be allowed to have children.
Oh, wow.
It sounds crazy. But at the end of the day, if you engage in a lifestyle of homosexuality, why should you be able to have kids? Your lifestyle doesn't allow for it, naturally. You cannot do it. And if there was no science, there was no doctors, there was no adoption agencies, guess what? You would be childless. So when you go into that lifestyle, that's what you should be doing.
They also gotta pay. They gotta pay for it though.
No, it's just I don't care. It's just ridiculous to me, you know. But then you have the people that'll sit up here and be like, well, what about the kids that are brought up in bad homes and it has nothing to do with home? And it's like, yo, you're overthinking the concept here. Base concept is penis doesn't make a kid and vagina doesn't make a kid. That's it. So you opted out. Bottom line, you opted out of that. You didn't want it because you chose that lifestyle.
Well,
so hold up. So y'all think men should be able to vote on abortion?
Yes. 100%. And you know why? I say we should be able to vote on abortion because until a man can put a baby inside of a woman and he can just walk away without any anything, you know what I'm saying? No repercussions, no consequences, then they should be able to decide on abortion. If a woman wants to sit up here and say, my body, my choice, then the man should be able to have the same my body, my choice stand down. You chose to carry this baby. And I'm telling you I don't want it, right? But you're doing it anyway. No. Like, the man should be able to walk away, and she should be able to go ahead. Hey, my body, my choice. I get to keep it. Because what happens is they try to have these kids with these men that they don't want. I mean, the men that don't want it, and then they try to manipulate the system to get child support, get housing, get government assistance, and all this other stuff, and then the man is out here screwed over when he already told her, like, hey, this is not what it's supposed to be. And a lot of those times, what they don't talk about, the anomalies, is when the woman's lying. Oh, I'm on birth control. You can just go ahead, go crazy. But she's lying.
Well, I hear you. However, I mean, personally, I like to think that sex is a grown-up activity. And it comes with responsibilities. And ultimately, sex is for reproduction. So, like, if you're having sex, and that girl gets pregnant, that shouldn't be a surprise at all. And you need to accept what comes with it. Now, if you two broke, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people been having sex forever. You know what I mean? Since, you know, before they was adults. So, like, they shouldn't be. You know what I mean? They need to stay in the child's place, obviously. You know, I know for a fact I didn't stay in the child's place. But,
18 kids.
But I was, you know, willing to do whatever it took to take care of my responsibility.
So my thing is this, right? You know what it takes to make a kid, right?
Well.
All right. So we all know how to make children, right? Silver, how long you and your lady been together?
About 6 years.
Dang. 6 years. He has no kids.
Damn.
Why? Because he knows what he's doing. It's just that simple. Chris and Amber, they've been together since we was in high school. They got a kid right now, and y'all just saw him in the camera. The baby is like a little kid. Been together this long. Clearly, they know how not to have kids. So my thing is, you know what you're supposed to do. You know exactly how babies operate. Semen in a vagina. Does it always work? No. But the bottom line is, it can work. So if you know that, then there should be no excuses. I personally feel like everybody should be able to get one abortion. And then after that, it needs to be a trauma case, or you just got to accept responsibility. You can't just be having abortion because, oh, well, me and this nigga don't like each other no more. I'm done. Or, oh, I was just being a freak for the week and I just let things happen. Like, no, what are we doing? It's just irresponsibility, and I feel like people don't take accountability. It has nothing to do with men controlling women's bodies. All that is bullshit. There's nothing to do with that. It's about accountability. And, you know, this whole, like, debate on where's the life start and what is life and all this other stuff, like, the life starts as soon as you have to get an abortion. That's the whole point. Because if it wasn't a life, then you wouldn't need a medical procedure to get rid of it. That's just bottom line to me. There shouldn't even be a topic of when is a life. Like, no.
Wait,
you
so,
need a medical situation to get rid of it. Wait, it is a life.
So are you you're against abortion or for abortion?
I am indifferent. I just have an opinion on it. I would never vote on or against it. I feel like that's debatable, and people can, like me personally, I'm not going to ever vote on it. Like a thing where it's like, oh, I'm just sitting here and just flat out against it. But I do think that it's crazy that people are going to these links to like, oh, I'll murder a baby. I don't care. Murder on my mind. No, I'm serious. I know you heard that song where girls like murder on my mind, blah, blah, blah. Like, what are we talking about? That's insane. But we're supposed to be okay with this kind of thinking. That's insane to me. Having an abortion should be a traumatic experience where it's like something you really think about, and you may not want to do it, but you have to do it. Not just, oh, I forgot a condom, got to kill the baby. That's not cool. Moving along, obviously, this topic is something that's always going to be controversial. There is no right or wrong answer. How you feel is how you feel. You know what I'm saying? We're just having a discussion.
Yeah, no judgy, bro. No judgy.
No. I know somebody out there is like, ah, oh, this motherfucker, he's so stupid.
Yeah. And it,
but you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's because they, you know, they lead with their feelings or whatever, but, you know, to have an intelligent conversation, anybody should be able to do that. You know what I mean?
So, you know, it is what it is, bro. Like I said, I'm not for it. I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying? I just think that accountability should be there. That's my only thing. You want to say anything, Silver? Or?
Oh, I was just wondering what y'all thought. I'm kind of conflicted on the issue. I used to have a stronger opinion on it than I do now. I used to be more like hardcore, like the women get to choose, men don't get to choose that. Now my opinion is a lot different, but I'm kind of conflicted on it. just. I guess that's just really a part of growth, you know what I mean? Just kind of like getting new information and being like, you know, changing your opinion when you learn new information. But now I'm like, damn, man, I'm technically, I don't fuck with deadbeat dads, right? I don't like that shit. But at the same time, you know, a man shouldn't be forced into dealing with the child that he doesn't want. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that's just, I do think that if you're going to be out here having sex, especially without condoms. I mean, literally, not having a child is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life next to sleeping and breathing. All right, so if you're that pathetic that you just out here busting nuts and random women creating multiple children and not taking care of them, you just suck. As a man, you suck. But I mean, I don't know, man. It's an iffy topic.
It's a slippery slope, bro. It really is.
So I guess I would look at it more on like a large scale type of thing. You know what I mean? As far as populating the population, you know what I mean? Unwanted babies create more bills for other people than it's a lot. And that's why, you know, China got population control. You know what I mean? You got to pay to have another kid over there. And I think that
we don't want to discuss what they do when you actually do get pregnant.
yeah, it's communism, but I would look at it like that. You know what I mean? The population is growing out of control. You know what I mean? And it should be regulated at least a little bit. You know what I mean? Like Jackie said, you know, one abortion should be enough. After that, you know, what are you doing in your personal life? You know what I mean? I'm with you, Stover. Like,
oof. He really got people calling me Stover.
I was in the military too, so I don't, like, you know, I call Jackie.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
I'm on the same thing. I really don't. It's just tough. I guess you got to look at it situation by situation. Besides the large scale of, you know, controlling everything and, you know, unnecessary, unwanted children. Like, you know, when, you know, if you out having a good time and the girls show up, yo, I'm pregnant from last week. And you're like, yo, who is this? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Probably shouldn't have a kid. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's why I say accountability rules. You know what I'm saying? Accountability is.
However, if you have a kid, got to take care of it.
No, that's 100% facts. That's 100% facts. That's why I mean, that hypothetical thing where I said a man should be able to walk away. Yeah, obviously, you know, it's just a hypothetical thing. But I mean, in no real life situation would I say, yo, because dudes are just as responsible as she is.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant by that, too. I think I may have worded that wrong. No. I didn't mean they could just be like, yeah, I'm good. Like, fuck the kid.
I know somebody heard that and was like, what? But I'm saying, for me, I feel like if you're going to scream my body, my choice, nobody should be able to tell me what to do. Okay, cool. Let the man have the same exact opinion. Nobody could tell me what to do. So when you decide to have this kid, just know I ain't going to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, give you the ultimatum just like you're trying to give somebody ultimatum. Well, keep it fair.
Like, to keep it fair, you know what I mean? He did help, and it is his DNA walking around. I'm not saying he should get off scot-free. You know what I mean? Like, at least do something. At the very least, you got to do something. Medicare.
I think if it's a scenario that X was just saying, I think that he shouldn't have to pay child support. I think if she's gonna have the kid and he has to do something for the kid, okay, cool. But I don't think he should legally have to be put into the system. I think it should be more of a like, hey bro, like this is your fucking kid. You're gonna do something, right? You're gonna do something, right? So maybe it could even be a choice. Like, okay, you're not gonna do child support, but you have to do something else. Something though. And one reason why I say that is because I see it. That's like part of my job because I work in payroll. I see it every day, man. I see these child support checks, man, are fucking crazy. It's insane. Like, I'm not even joking. I wonder sometimes how they even survived.
And that's another thing, bro, because I feel like this. I also feel like child support is a rigged system. Like, you get child support, and then you're able to go and buy you can go get your nails done. You can go and get you, you know, you can go on dates and stuff like that. I don't think that's cool.
So
you know what I mean,
I got a you know, a view on that because y'all, you know, I got kids, you know, and I pay child support, and it's a lot. You know what I mean? I pay like over $1,000 a month in child support, but I also got, but I make it to where, you know, I elevated myself. You know what I mean? I started making more money, and then even though you know what I mean, I give what I give. I still do a lot. Like, I spent over $1,000 on Christmas, you know what I'm saying, for all my kids or whatever. And it's all about responsibility. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got to pay this money and I got to live too. So I still won't find shit. So like I made more money. I found ways to make more money. You know what I mean? Got to make moves.
Legal ways.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, like I have, child support do suck. You know what I mean? But like it's for the kids, so it really don't suck. You know, it only sucks when you're looking at the numbers. You know what I mean? When you're looking at the numbers, like, damn, I'm getting that much. But like I said, I found other ways to make more money for myself to make sure that I can keep up, like live the lifestyle that I want. And I can tell you, I'll be out here living good.
I just think that it's a crazy thing, bro. Child support, all that. I feel like child support is necessary. We're talking about just daycare alone, right? We just talking about daycare. Daycare, yes. Daycare can be crazy expensive. That could be upwards of $2,000, right? But if you're getting child support, you're getting money taken out of my check. Now, if the dad is a deadbeat and he's trash, I feel like you should have to prove that. Then you can get more. But if the dad is in the life, if the dad is paying, if the dad is giving you money outside of that child support, there's no reason why he could get $100, especially if he's.
I want to comment on the you don't know what the money's going to, right? Right, you know, they just get the money, right? If the mom doesn't spend it on the kid, that just shows what type of person she is, you know what I mean? And then, like, you know, everybody gets their comeuppance, you know, their uppance. And, you know, karma sucks. Like, if I send you money hoping that it goes to my kid and you don't spend it on the kid, something bad's probably going to happen to you later on in life. And that's probably why people struggle, you know what I mean? Because they're bad people, you know what I mean? So like I just let the universe work, you know what I mean? If that's what, hey, I sent you that money, hey, what you want? you better do right by it, cause I tell you what, it's gonna come back on you. Like nobody escapes fate, bro. Like, so like if the woman is doing what she wanna do, spending it on nails, which I personally know my baby mama's gonna be doing that, cause they're not that tight, you know what I mean? But if they not spending it on, like, they spend it on, you know, stuff that's not, has nothing to do with the kid, it's going to show, and they're going to keep struggling, but most of mine are, well, all mine are doing pretty good. You know? I don't fuck with losers.
These conversations are conversations that you can have forever. You know, say there's no right and wrong answer. Everybody's going to have their opinions, but it's always fun to have them. My last debate or my last topic is about Western societal dating.
Yeah.
And then the last thing was the 50-50 debate. That was the last topic I had, man. 50-50, man.
Hey, Marcus, you go first.
Should a man split bills, or should the man be a man, a real man, and pay all the bills, and she just doesn't pay anything? You know, like, for one, I think that anybody who feels like the man should only pay bills are one of two ways. You either have an old way of thinking, and you don't understand that the world is the way inflation and the way money works, unless your man makes upwards of six figures. That ain't possible. Two, you never been in a real relationship. That's why you don't know what goes on. Because I guarantee you 90% of the relationships that you actually know of and are around, they split the bills. He's not paying at all. Because, again, you have to be wealthy in order to even do stuff like that in today's society.
Yeah, man. The 50-50 thing, man, that's tough, man. I think as a man, I think naturally – I think we are supposed to be providers naturally. In this society, it's damn near impossible. it's just, I don't know what it is like there, like out there where y'all live, but I know here, man, we pay, my rent is $1,530 here, and I got a deal. I got a tiny one bedroom apartment. You know what I'm saying? $1,530. That's almost Yeah, bro. So it's over 18 racks a year if you do the math, and that's only for a place to stay. You still got electric, you still got water, you still got internet, you know what I'm saying? You got food, you gotta eat, you know what I'm saying? Insurance for your truck. You got, some people got car payments. Luckily my truck's paid off. Gas, you know, you got all this stuff. So I mean, you're looking at a lot of money. So I think that most people, they have these expectations that just aren't realistic at all. It's like, okay, if you want to, if
ladies, if you want a dude that's going to pay all of that, you can't be messing with a regular dude. You got to get a six-figure dude. You know what I'm saying? And for the man that want a traditional woman that's going to cook and clean and all of that, personally, I think we should try our best to put ourselves in a good financial position. I mean, I'm just keeping it real, man. And you got to both ways. It works both ways. You got to deserve what – you got to make it make sense. So if your standards – yeah, you got to deserve it. And you got to match the standards, man. And come on, you got to match your standards. Like, I think a lot of people, they do not match their standards at all. At all. Like, you're a bum. I'm looking at you like, yo, you're a fucking bum. And you want that? Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And it goes both ways too. Like, I look at some of these females like, yo, you're a bum. You can't get me. You're crazy. You don't have a chance, shorty. You're a bum. Period. Like, I'm not, I don't even look your way. I don't care about your BBL, your fake lips. You're a bum. You have nothing going for yourself. You're lame. You're not, like, I'm not rocking with you at all. Like.
And so yeah, going off of that, a lot of women, they want things. Well, let's just say people want their bills paid, or they want things to be paid all, and they, you know, they just live, you know, rent free or whatever. However, they got bad attitudes. You know what I mean? Like,
terrible attitude.
Like, yeah. I'm almost positive a normal dude that's successful or whatever has no problem paying everything. But the moment you come in there, you try to, you know, demand something be paid, or you gonna do all this, that's when the friction happens. You know what I mean? Like, I work hard, and yeah, they know me. I'm stingy with my money. I don't like giving my money to anybody, not even family. You know what I mean? So that's family. So imagine somebody that's not family try to tell me I gotta pay this. We got a problem. I work too hard to be giving something to somebody that's demanding what I work for. You know, but I have no problem doing that. It's okay once I get to where I need to be, for sure. I have no problem doing it, as long as you don't come over here demanding anything. You know what I mean? You have to be, don't have a bad attitude around me, because then I'm gonna have to send you back to the ghetto. That ain't gonna work. It ain't, you know what I mean? This ain't no damn movie, you know what I mean? Like, so this is what's happening. Men, they're waking up, first of all. I'm gonna say black men, because we are starting to make more money now, and we're realizing we got options, and we're not selling them for somebody that we met back in high school that ain't doing anything. You know what I mean? And women are upset because they're getting turned down, they're getting rejected, they're getting ghosted, because men have realized they don't have to put up with that type of behavior. You know what I mean? Right. When you up yourself, when you start elevating, and you realize that you don't want to be a part of that. You don't have to, nobody can talk to you a certain way anymore. It doesn't fly. You know what I mean? And like, that's why, like, when we go to the club and Jack, y'all see me, I'm just sitting there, because I'm looking at people that I have no interest in. You know, I used to be like out there hunting or whatever at the club, or mingling. Now, you know, I go to the club and I'm dancing, having a good time by myself. You know what I mean? And like, you know, there'd be females there, but like, I could just tell, like, nah, you ain't worth my time, baby. This ain't it. This, you ain't what I want. You know what I mean? And that's why women are saying, you know, basically men are just, they woke up, and they realize, like, and they're not saying that they are the prize. However, they have standards now. You know what I mean? That we're not just out there maining up anybody that we can get, because we know we can get a whole lot more and better prizes out there.
Do you think that this is just for us, because we black? So this is just for us. If you're dating outside of your race, do you think that that man has trauma from black women?
It depends, because I would say, okay, you're 30 years old, right? How many girlfriends have you had throughout your whole life? Let's just say 10. Were 8 of them black? Okay. That could be a little bit different. But if all of them were non-black, there's something going on. Right. There's something going on here. right? Now, does that mean you're a bad person? No. Is it your fault? No, not necessarily. There could be tons of, this is coming from somebody who only dates black women, right? So there's so many different things that could have been. Like, you could have been growing up, you know what I'm saying, throughout school or whatever, you could have been a nerdy kid. You know what I mean? You could have been one of them kids that had traditional, you know, non-black interests. You didn't like hip hop. You liked rock music. You didn't play ball. You played tennis. You know what I'm saying? You was like a geeky kid or whatever. The black girls in school wasn't checking for you. And even like, you probably didn't have no black male friends neither. They probably made fun of your ass, right? They thought she was weird.
Facts.
And my upbringing was kind of like weird. Like, mine was little, like, I had kind of like both, because I was like, I played ball and I was a skater. So, you know what I'm saying? I kind of rock with everybody. But, I mean, I seen those kids, though. You know what I'm saying? I seen, like,
we all know what they look like.
Yeah, I seen them, bro. They looked weird to me. Even to me, I was like, yo, he's weird. But I, you know, I was like, whatever. But I was like, yo, that kid's weird. Why is he like that? But yeah, man, like
terms.
Yeah, they was weird, man. So, like, when they grow up like that, man, wasn't nobody black checking for them. So, what they going to do? They going to go where they accepted. So, I don't blame them.
I wouldn't say it's trauma. You know what I mean? Men get rejected all the time. And a lot of people, they like I said, they can't take it. And they tired of being rejected. So, they go somewhere where he said was accepted. Now, I dated multiple races before, but not because they're not black. Like, I didn't decide to date this person because she wasn't black. But that's kind of weird. Like you know what I'm saying, you date this person because, oh, she's not black, so I'm gonna date her. That's insane. That's wild. And I'm still into Pokemon. You know what I mean? I had a chick give a Pokemon card from Japan for me. You know what I mean? So I guess I didn't grow up like that. I didn't have that weird hair. So you know. I ain't even gonna cap. So like. I would say, like, if you want a specific, you know, black woman, you know what I mean, you gotta look in the right places. They're not gonna be at those little after hours spots, you know what I mean? And even then, they're there, and there's a black woman that is successful, but you know, I'm not gonna be there. But I don't think that black men are giving up on black women per se. It happens a lot. Like, when if you have a specific set of friends and you're on Facebook and the whole thread is saying black men don't want black women, that's because that's a group of friends. You know what I mean? You got to look elsewhere. I'm pretty sure you can go to a better side of town and you'll see a whole lot of black women that are, like, you know, presentable. You know what I mean?
No, fact. I mean, I personally, and in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in Atlanta. I feel like, personally, I see black-on-black couples more than I've ever seen anything. I think TV and media tells us, much like the father, there's no black father. I think it's the media that tells us these things. But about to wrap this up, man. We've been on here for an hour, 50 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I think we gave people enough content. I appreciate you guys being the first show of the year. I appreciate you guys being the first show I've done. I think the last show I put out was like October. So I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was last minute. You know what I'm saying? I called Silver. I know he was still in the bed. House is pitch black. So you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all, man. Of course, you know, Radical Jack, I'm streaming on Twitch, Radical Jack _20. Catch me on IG at Radical_Jack_views. And then on Facebook, Radical Jack Movies, Twitter, Jack This Tweet, and of course on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, and everything else that's streaming, it's Radical Jack's Views. My music is always done by my boy Smitty. And y'all have heard me shout out BTC Apparel over and over and over again. I've never had the guy on my show, but this is the owner of BTC Apparel. This is my boy, Marcus Stover, one of my best friends, my brother, man. I know right now you don't do it no more, but still want to shout it out. You see, he still got the tags on and everything like that. That's his shirt that he's got on. You know what I mean? So I'm always going to give my man love because he did something incredible. So guys, y'all's closing statements before we get out of here, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me on. It was cool. It was dope. We got to do it again.
Yeah, I know I've been saying I'm going to come on a podcast for a long time. I'm finally here. You know, it was actually this was a great conversation I had. I really enjoyed it. So y'all might see me featured again. I don't know. I might be busy.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, no, I appreciate it, man. I really do appreciate y'all being on, man. Thanks for being a part of the views, man. We always love a great guest. Two guests, three guests, four. Jay and Chris, you know, y'all need better internet, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, put your phones on Do Not Disturb so nobody can call. But anyway, man, Radical Jack's views, you guys are my jackers. I appreciate y'all listening, man. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Until next time, man. Love.
My man is speaking facts.
Y'all know these birds, man. Go Eagles, yeah. Man. Fly, fly. All day, every day, man. Yeah. All day.